Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, this is the Black Hand Podcast, coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody's having a good night tonight, or good morning, or whatever you're having. I keep doing these things this early in the morning. You might start calling me the Midnight Caller or something, which is an old TV show back in the 80s, but I'm not going there today. Tonight, going to touch up on some stuff about unemployment. Funny thing about unemployment, when you have a job and you have to get up in the morning, you have to fight traffic to get to work, sometimes you might be early, sometimes you might be way late, you got a boss that breathes down your neck for either one, you got co-workers that you probably don't want to work with, and you get paid very, very little. Some people get minimum wage, if that is such a thing now. And we complain about it, and we all have the same mentality. I hate my fucking job. I really do. I hate my job. I don't want to go to this job. So on and so on and so on. That is until either you lose a job. You lose your employment. You're no longer attached to anybody or anyone. Then you have to file for unemployment like most people these days have done. You may get way less than you were getting when you were working. And you have to look for jobs so you can tell the unemployment people that you have been looking so you can actually even get your check. This is in some states, not here, but other places. And then you start thinking, wow, maybe that job wasn't too bad after all. Well, I could have stood there for another day or two or another month or two or whatever like that until you found something else. And you go on to, you know, try to, you know, find another job. And the job market right now is somewhat wide open, but it's also very closed due to the great virus that we have flying around these days. And some people just can't find it. Unemployment is it's a very big downfall for a lot of people. Because if you're not working, you're not making any money. If you're not making any money, you can't pay your bills, your car bill, light bill, water bill, whatever kind of bill you have. You can't eat because you don't have any money to buy food. And before you know it, you're skin and bones and still unemployed. Jobs these days, basically they go by what they see on your Facebook page, because they do check those, by the way. And if they don't see something they like, you'll never get a call back. So, in one hand, when we have a job, we hate it. No matter what kind of job it is, at one point you will say to yourself, I hate this fucking job. It's the worst job ever. Why the hell am I here? Why am I doing this for? And then you lose it. Now, in 2020, there was a lot of stuff that was fucked up. Still is. The politics is fucked up. People's attitudes are fucked up. Food shortages. And then the COVID-19. And, you know, all that together has tore a hole into our economy, not just here, but everywhere. And then some jobs, big or tall, or big or small, start laying off people because they can't afford to pay them anymore. It's not so much bigger companies, because, you know, bigger companies, they pay you a hell of a lot more than average companies, you know, small businesses and stuff. But in the end, you still get laid off. Now, in the last year, people that work in offices have been working from home, which is equally messed up, because, I mean, you leave your house to go to work and you come back, and sometimes when you come back in the house, you appreciate it more because you actually worked that hard that day to keep where you are, which is your house. Totally different story when you actually work there and live there. And it's happened to a lot of people in this country and all over. But for the few that loses their job altogether, gets severance packages or just the door, or somebody's ass to kiss. That is the funny thing about employment. When you get fired, you know, it's a big letdown. Because for one, you have to figure out why am I being fired. And you try to think of stuff that you've done or didn't do, and who you cussed out that day, and what you said on telephones, and whatever. And the list is a mile long. But then you get laid off, which is also bad because some places there's only one person in the house that's working. So if you lose your income, the whole fucking family's screwed. And it's just a very, very crazy thing. You don't like employment until you lose it. And when you lose it, you'll be wishing that you could work somewhere. But then as soon as you start working somewhere, you complain about it. And not just the whole job, just the next things, you know. And of course, you know, office gossip flies around like a fly in a shit factory. And you hear rumors that, oh, Joe is going to be fired tomorrow. And Suzanne's going to be fired in like 2 weeks from now because they can't afford to keep her. And she's acting stupid and stuff like that. But then the chosen few also bring that upon themselves. They come in late all the time. They call in at the very last minute. I know about that. Not for me, but other people. You, it's a whole bunch of stuff. You, take advantage of other workers to do the job that you were supposed to be doing. It's a very, very long list too, as well. So, but for those that were laid off because of this virus, it is a kick to the stomach. Especially if you've been working there for years and years and years, and they fire your ass or lay you off like you just got there yesterday. It's a terrible feeling. I've been unemployed a few times myself. The longest I ever been unemployed was a whole year, and that's when I was living in Nebraska. And I was fired for the first time in my entire existence of working. Because the company I was working for, aka North Fork Regional, hi, how you doing? Hope you're all burning hell. They fired me because supposedly I did not stop a fight. And there was no fighting. And it's not just my word. It's 600 nurses that said the same damn thing. But I was fired anyway. And I was close to my third month at this job. How ironic. And I sat around my house. I put in applications here and there. Living in a small town is very hard to find work because the nearest thing, nearest city to you is about 2 hours away. Which shot my life all to hell. But I endured. I drove my wife crazy. I drove my father-in-law crazy. And I beat myself up, as per usual. Bills were breathing down my neck. Mostly, most importantly, the child support payment was breathing down my neck. My daughter's mother threatened to put me in jail. And it was a very, very bad year that year. 2012-13, worst year ever for me. I even went so far as to drive all the way to California to try to find a job there that I couldn't find in Nebraska. That didn't pan out either. So for the whole year, I was out of work, and it scared the hell out of me. I see my wife getting up in the morning, going to a job that she was going to, and making, you know, lesser than what she wanted to get. And her own damn husband couldn't even find a fucking job. Now this was, 2012 and 13. That was maybe about 5-6 years ago, maybe. I don't know for sure. Either way, that whole year was a pain in the ass. And also being that I was a security officer, you would think that they would have security everywhere, even in small towns. Oh yeah, they did. They did. But they want to pay you beyond minimum wage. I actually went to a security company that wanted me to work a gate, which I've done a million times. And they wanted to start me off at $9 an hour. 9. Who the fuck lives off $9 an hour? Tell me that. Not too damn many. But see, but the whole year made me think about a lot of stuff when I was unemployed. It made me think that I would never find a job. And some cases I didn't until that October of that 2014 when I found one. And, you know, yeah, nobody likes what they do for, I mean, unless they say, you know, they got the saying that if you do a job you love, you never work a day in your life. Well, I have not found that yet. And chances are I never will. But the thing is, unemployment is a pain in the ass. It really is. You see people getting up every day to go to work, fighting traffic, after a complete ass and everything. And you look at them though saying, you should count yourself lucky, dude. At least you have a job to go to bitch about. And I thought the same way, you know, almost 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, I was jealous. I was jealous of my own damn wife for that whole year because she got to go to work. I couldn't work. I couldn't find work. And I'm not, like I said before a million times, I have no self-esteem. I have none, period. So you know this whole year weighed on me like a goddamn anvil. I beat myself up. I thought I wasn't shit. I didn't do anything major like drugs or alcohol or anything, even though sometimes I did take a swig of beer. And I felt like I wasn't pulling my weight. And sometimes I still think of that and be like, wow, I really am not pulling my weight. But those that have good paying jobs and it's, you know, manual labor, or you work at Ford or something like that, and you get paid a certain amount to work there, yeah, you're going to complain, especially if you have a bad day. You're going to be like, oh, God, I hate this fucking job, and this job sucks, and why the hell am I doing this for and everything? But when you think that way, you got to remember, so I'll remember this, and I'll remember this the day I die. Once you do get employment, however, wherever hell that may be, you need to count yourself lucky because somebody else is looking for that same job, but you got it. And the person that didn't get it is still unemployed, collecting child support, filing for unemployment every week. You know, wishing they could go out and do what you are about to do now. Yeah, and then, of course, with the whole employment thing, people want to not work on weekends and, you know, they pitch a bitch if they got to and all that other type of stuff. That's stuff you do when you're in your 20s. Hell, even your teens. Because teenagers and young adults do not like working or doing anything on the weekend. And they will tell you that. Especially these kids these days, they will tell you that and look at you like, so this is what's going to be. And I guess they think, okay, yeah, sure, we'll do that right away. I don't think so. But you can't be, beggars cannot be choosers. They can't. If you have a job right in front of you and they're offering it to you, you get paid well and everything else, then you should not be bitching about working weekends. You're a newbie. New people always get the shit part of shifts. And they're not favoritism, maybe sometimes, and depending on where you are. But you cannot be like, yeah, this is what I want. No, you're walking in to try to get them to hire you. But once they do, you're on their time. So if you don't want to work on weekends, then you need to go ahead and get a damn job to the person that was there before you. Because it's not going to fly. So, and then COVID came out of here like Ali and Rumble in the Jungle. And it's doing a lot of stuff to this economy and other economies around the world. I mean, places are closing down and small businesses are getting swallowed up by the unemployment, or people not coming in because they can't afford it, or they, you know, just can't. And then you got people, but see, what pisses me off about this whole thing is, even though you may be unemployed, you don't have no money, you ain't got no money to get no gas or nothing like that, the bills still keep coming. Your water bill, your gas bill, your electricity bill, your car bill, car payment, everything. And it's really sad because now, especially now, people are getting evicted from our apartments and their houses because they can't pay them. You can't pay the landlord. Well, I gotta let you go. And they have no place to go. So they end up on the fucking street. And like I said, it takes a real person to admit that they need help finding work. It takes a real person to say, yeah, I need help because I can't handle all this shit by myself. See, that was my problem. I figured I can do it. If I can't do it, then it doesn't need to be fucking done. I've been like that for years. And sometimes it was overwhelming. And then sometimes it was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and handle this because I'm not sitting on my ass. I even got into the habit of, when I was out of work, of getting dressed in my street clothes. So I won't feel like I've been sitting around the house all fucking day. I have a place to go. Or just to put on clothes to make you feel like you feel better. I've done it every damn day since 2012 and 2013. And it's a routine I'm still doing to this very day. So you can't, you know, look down on people that are not working or whatever, because they may have not had a choice in the matter. They may have been laid off from their job because the people they work for, either it be a small or medium-sized company, cannot afford all the employees they have because of this shit. So they're going to have to cut some damn body, and usually the one that starts first is the first one to get the boot. And it's, it's a terrible feeling. When that lady fired me in North Fork, Nebraska, I was like, did you just say the F word? Fired? What the hell I do? And she gave me this little bullshit about me and stopping this fight, and I'm like, whatever. So, what do you expect is Nebraska. So, but in the case of 2020, there's a lot of damn unemployment right now. They said 400,000 people are now on unemployment right now. And like I said, they didn't, get unemployed for their damn health. Some got laid off. Some, they couldn't keep them around, or some was not doing a job that, whatever. And if you are working and you work with the public, you're an essential worker. So you get, not to say anything special, except for thank you, maybe, but that's about it. But my thing is, like I said, I've been unemployed for a few times. I have. And, it's a very bad feeling. It is. You feel like you let yourself down. You left your family down. You can't do anything. You can try to find a job, but the way things are right now, jobs are, as soon as I see a job opening, people jump all over it. And you're left out in the cold. So, it's a very, very crazy thing. It is. So if you catch yourself driving to your job and you getting out of bed at whatever time you get out of bed in the morning, and you're like, no, I want to go to work, oh my God, and you got your eyes sleep in your eye, the damn radio's blasting, or your alarm clock's going off, you want to throw it across your room. You gotta get your clothes on as, casual, but, office-wise, or whatever. And you deal with people that, you may say, hey, good morning, or don't say a damn thing at all. And employment can also be a cutthroat thing, too. Because the job that you have, somebody else may have wanted it before you got there. So, of course, they're gonna lie and do some damn Eddie Guerrero shit. They lie, they cheat, they steal, and and then you're fucked. So I say it's a very crazy thing. It is. And when I hear somebody like, oh my God, my job is, I'm just looking at them like, at least you have one. Okay. That's my motto. That was my motto in 20 and now 21. At least you got one. Yeah, it's the most craziest, dumbest damn job in the world, but you have a job. A lot of people can't even say that these days. And it's just a, you know, it's a damn you do, damn you don't type of thing. And then because of this, you know, this unemployment surge, there's a lot of homeless going on. New homeless or old homeless, whatever. So here in Kansas City, people have gotten a notion of sawing through people's, you know, pipes and everything underneath their cars to get their catalytic converters. Now, I don't know why the hell they're taking those for, and quite frankly, it doesn't matter because theft is theft. But one year, it was, it was copper. There was people stealing copper off of air conditioners and church at churches and schools and shit like that. I'm like, how fucking petty can you be? Seriously. But now it's catalytic converters. And don't ask me why they're taking those. I know they probably cost a mint to get, but, you know, hey, why go get it? Why I can just saw it off somebody's car? And then and that person the car belongs to, they end up getting a bigger bill because they got to get it replaced. And, you know, homeless people here especially have gotten real bold. They don't like, they cut signs and they stand on the medium and with their signs saying I'm a vet or, you know, my kids need something to eat or I'm just trying to get back to whatever the hell they're going to and I need money. Some people have gotten to the habit of giving them food. And some homeless people take it with no problem. And then others are like, well, man, what the fuck is this? You know, complaining about it. At least somebody gave you something, dude. Relax. Woosa. But yes, everything stems from unemployment. You can lose every fucking thing you have because you're not employed. And even though, like I said, it was a bad spot to be in Nebraska, but the thing was, living in a small town, there's very little, you know, to worry about. Everybody knows who you are. They all know you know them. They know you're good for stuff. They don't come running to your damn house and, you know, having somebody steal your car from in front of your house because you can't pay the payments and whatnot. You know, they're really good about that. And a prime example of that, when I got my truck, my beast, as I call it, the engine was bad. It was terrible. Got it in 2011 and it was already in the shop already. So my mechanic at the time said, you need another engine. I asked him how much it would be. $1,550. That's a lot of goddamn money. And I'm like, I don't even have that. So I kept forgetting where I was. For sure. So he took the truck and had it in his garage for a week. He got the engine from Omaha and he put it in. Now, if this would have happened in Kansas City, the scenario would be different. You would not look at your car. You would not touch your car. You would not do anything with your car until they get their fucking money. And, but in this case, I got the truck back and I paid in payments. If you can believe that shit. Because the guy that ran the damn garage, he also worked on farm equipment. So he was a real laid back guy. You know, and I say hello to him every time I come in, so I won't be completely rude or anything. He is doing me a favor here. And, he fixed my truck. The engine that's in there now is the one he put in back in 2011. And I drove it all the way to California and back. With no GPS. Yes, I know, I'm a badass. But seriously, the employment rate has went sky high. And nobody knows where their next check is coming from, who's going to hire them, who's not going to hire them. And it's a cutthroat thing now because everybody's desperate to get work. Because I did it, and people are doing it now. It's actually worse now than it ever was when I was, you know, working or not working. And this pandemic did not help any. So, it's a really, really bad, you know, situation. And it's a situation that, you know, it could happen to, you know, anybody. Rich people, poor people, middle class, upper class, no class. Unemployment is unemployment. But if it's, you know, something that you would never catch yourself doing, at least it's a job. Delivering pizzas, working at Taco Bell or McDonald's, working at grocery stores, stacking, you know, groceries. I worked at Walmart for a year in Nebraska. And in that year, I've seen a lot of weird stuff. Stuff that, you know, how they get that website, the people at Walmart, and they wear any different type of clothes, and they look like they just came out of a horror movie. Yeah, I thought it was just like, that's bullshit. Until I started working there. I had a guy come in, and I was working in the stocking area overnight. He comes in there and with nothing on but a bathrobe, boxers, and his slippers. And of all people that he had to ask where the men's department is, he comes up to me. And I'm like, whoa. And of course, he forgot to tie his little robe. And somebody was pointing at me. Hint, hint. I looked, oh, wow. I'd look away. Scary thing. So anyway, folks, it's a, you know, if you know somebody that's not working right now and they're trying to stay above the water so they won't drown, because right now, seems like everybody is, just try to be more patient with them. I mean, you can give them a hand, you can lend them a hand, whatever, you know, but they cannot help it if they're in a very bad situation. And unemployment is a very bad situation. It is. So, the only thing we can do is try to find something until we get what we want. And it's, you know, it's been a very, very bad year for myself. I having COVID and laying in a damn hospital for almost 2 weeks and losing weight and learning I had borderline diabetes and my mother passing away and me losing my job. I lost my job in September. I've been out of work for 5 months. I didn't want to say it out loud because it'll be real then. I've been looking, and I've had a few people call. And even though I've done security off and on for almost 21 years, sorry, the job I left that I was going to get was a very good paying job. And the guy told me the hours, which were in the morning, which I just love. And I get off in the evening. And then he switched it on me. So I was going to be working nights till the morning, which I've done it a million times in security, but I'm not no spring chicken anymore. I'm 45 fucking years old. And for me to stay up, I got to drink a lot of coffee and drink a lot of energy pills. So the guy was like, well, you're saying that you're... No, I don't. I don't want the job. I'm sorry. But I was laid off from the job I was on because of COVID. So you see, I can actually say I've been in every man's shoes. And it's a terrible, terrible feeling. It is. And I know somebody that's listening to this can agree with me when I say that people that are working right now, no matter what the hell it is, at least you actually have a job. At least you have a place to go in the mornings or evenings and know that you are going to get paid for what you do. You should know that the bills that you're going to have, you'll probably have enough to pay them, unless you live in a mansion that you can't afford. And you'll have a car payment that you can pay. So if you catch yourself bitching about the job that you have, if you catch yourself bitching about the people you work around, and if you catch yourself bitching that you had a really bad day on your job, well, guess what? At least you have one to bitch about. Because I don't. And God knows I've been looking. This COVID-19 knocked me on my ass. I'm still recovering from it. But it's, like I said, it's something that I couldn't control. Just like the virus. Yeah, we got vaccines and everything else, but the vaccine that they're giving to people, the virus gets bigger and bigger every day. New variants or mutated, so whatever the hell they call it or whatever. You know, it's enough to make anybody depressed or, you know, want to shoot their damn selves or whatever. So those that lost their jobs because of this crap, my heart goes out to you. And I'm right there with you. And it's not just you that are suffering. And you have to believe that. And like I said, I'm the most negative man in the entire history of this earth. I don't see no silver linings in anything. I don't see no rainbows in anything. I don't see nothing happy right now. And to be happy in this world the way it is right now, you must be on some hellified drugs, because there's nothing to be happy or smiling about. Yeah, you're breathing. You get up in the morning and you can stand up, walk, drive a car, look at somebody, they look at you, and all that type of stuff. Yeah, you should be grateful for that, because some people can't even do that. But the thing is, though, if you are doing the whole happy-go-lucky thing, even though the whole entire world is burning around you, then, like I said, you must be on some major narcotics. Because I don't see anything happy right now. People are miserable. They're depressed. And people that are suffering from COVID, they're lonely. Because they can't have, you know, they can't have visitors. They can't do anything. The essential workers that are working in these hospitals, they are doing a service to us. And some of them are even being laid off or fired or whatever. So it's not just us regular common folk. Some of the essential workers are, you know, getting the pink slips as well. And we have to remember that. They're human too. But if you are unemployed and you are out there looking for work wherever you go, and it seems like no one's calling you back, no one gives a shit, then that's how you will feel. Just remember that when you do get a job, no matter what the hell it is, do not complain about it. Because complaining brings on bad shit. Bad shit will get you fired. And then somebody who is more desperate than you are to get a job will run right into that job and keep on rolling. Only to see you back there like, damn, I really missed that job. Apparently not. Because this guy's over here doing it now. So in other words, don't complain about working. Because there's a lot of people out here that are not. They're struggling. They're trying to figure out where the hell they're going to find the money to pay their rent next month. Or are they going to get some damn food for them and their kids? Or hope my car won't get repossessed because I can't pay the car payment. That's happening right now with somebody. Somebody sitting in a house or an apartment with all the lights out because they can't turn them on because I haven't turned off. And they're thinking that right now. So if you get up in the morning, you have an alarm clock, and it wakes you up, you start bitching and complaining, oh my God, I don't kind of want to get fucked up. Blah, blah, blah. At least you get to go to a job because you're bitching and complaining. Leave it at that. Because most of us don't have that luxury. And if it comes down to it, and like I said, pride, yeah, I'm starting to sound like Bing Rhames from Pulp Fiction here. That little twitch that you have in the back of your head, that's pride fucking with you. Fuck pride. If a job calls you and it's a small-time job, take the motherfucker, okay? Because you don't know when the hell you're going to get a chance to get another job again. And all these homeless people that I hear that's on the street and freezing their asses off and everything, they probably had jobs at Well, too, at one time. And some kind of hardship or whatever happened to them, drugs, alcohol, both, and they lost their jobs, which is why they're in the street. It can happen to anybody. So just remember that while you're in your car, you know, letting your car warm up or whatever, because you have the means necessary to get to your job to keep every damn thing that you have and everything on that you have, stuff like that. And there's somebody with kids and a wife looking at them like, what are we going to do? Because they both lost their jobs. It scares me. It really does. And the government that we live in, they can send stimulus packages. They can send FedEx packages, UPS packages. And then what? If the shit does not pan out for everybody like they're trying to do, then what then? Because we don't know how long this damn COVID is going to be fucking around with us for now on. It's been a year, damn near. And it's still fucking here. Hell, it's even mutated. So, you just got to keep your head up if you can. Try to go out there and find a job, no matter what the fuck it is. And just hope to God that they give you a call back. And you go to work every day proud that you got a job and you're taking care of your own business. Don't give a fuck about what people say. It doesn't matter. You work at Walmart. At least I'm working. What the fuck you doing? Nothing. You up there playing your PS5, playing Madden all damn day. I don't think so. So, it's a, like I said, employment is very, 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 very extremely tricky. You complain about it 1 minute, and the next minute you wish you had the job to complain about. It's very tricky. And that, my friends, is my word. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand Podcast. Please join me tomorrow and talk about something you may or may not like, and I will see you guys down the road. Remember, don't complain about shit, especially if you're working. You can complain about the gas prices going to work. You can complain about putting your clothes on for work, or getting out to bed. But once you're at your job, be thankful, because there's somebody that doesn't have any of that shit. Believe that. You guys have a nice night. Peace.